It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Well, let me tell you, Zika fever has definitely arrived in Charlotte, North Carolina, as I suspect it has in most of the United States. No, not the disease itself, but a fever pitch of concern among couples of reproductive age about this disease, mosquito-borne and potentially devastating for unborn babies. Zika could be a serious threat for our newborn, and young parents and expectant parents know it. There's an uneasiness that you can feel among the 20 and 30-somethings, like a first trimester pregnant young mom who recently asked me about what precautions she should be taking with regards to mosquitoes this summer, or the worried parents who are asking whether they should go on international travel trips and risk a Zika infection, or this poor family that I saw recently with a child who has severe neurologic problems, whose mother asked me, was she responsible for her child's problems by taking a vacation to the Caribbean when she was 18 weeks pregnant? In other words, there is a fever pitch of concern about Zika. So in today's podcast, I thought it's time for you to learn what we know to date about this emerging disease. So here are the salient points you need to know. Zika is a serious concern during pregnancy. That fact has been established. The Center for Disease Control has confirmed a strong association of Zika infections during pregnancy and microcephaly, that's a baby born with a very small head and brain, as well as other brain defects. Zika has the potential to be a very serious health problem for the unborn, but not so much for older individuals. It's usually actually a very mild disease in children and adults. Experts think that even in Brazil, where they're having an epidemic of cases, only a very small percentage of pregnant women will have Zika infection during their pregnancies, something in the order of less than 1%. In other words, pregnancy is common, but congenital Zika is not. To date, Zika has been a very rare disease in the United States. Of the 358 cases that have been confirmed and diagnosed in the U.S., 351 of the 358 have traveled to endemic areas and gotten infected outside the United States. Now, while we have the specific variety of mosquito that carries Zika, our domestic mosquitoes to date don't seem to have become infected. Good news. And currently, people seem to only be getting infected from travel to South America, Central America, Puerto Rico, and the Caribbean. So far, so good. But mosquito season is coming up. And to date, the only certain method of diagnosis is with blood tests that continue to improve at a very rapid pace. And finally, as of today, there is no vaccine or treatment of a congenital Zika infection. So you're pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant. What do you need to do? Well, here is what experts currently recommend. First, don't travel to an endemic area if at all possible. And be careful if you have intimate contact with someone who does travel to these areas, especially if they've been sick recently. Now, if, and this is a big if Zika starts to infect domestic mosquitoes, avoidance of mosquito bites becomes your best defense. So I've linked the CDC's recommendations about that, about repellents, etc. Their recommendations consist mainly of you wearing long sleeve clothes and long pants, covering up, avoiding mosquito exposure, and the use of repellents and screens, including mosquito nets for sleeping. Now, they also recommend that you avoid outdoor activities during mosquito biting season. And that camping trip you had your heart set on, I'm thinking maybe not. That is a very high-risk situation for mosquito bites. And planning a trip to Brazil for the Olympics, I recommend you watch that one on TV. And if you're pregnant and have Zika symptoms, which are fever and maybe a rash, some joint aches, muscle aches, and red eyes and a headache, talk to your doctor. Testing is available and might be very helpful. Well, that's your quick Zika infection update as of May 2016. I plan to do some more of these as this saga unfolds. As always, I want to thank you for joining me today for this important podcast, and I want to thank you for being a supporter of Doxmo.com and making it one of the biggest podcasts in the United States. If you have questions or comments, feel free to write your comments on my blog or on social media. I'll do my best to respond to all the comments. This is Doxmo. You know, until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the Doxmo.com website. This Doxmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.